The Tiny Shutter is brought to you by Camera App Course. Why spend $200 on a photography course when you can buy a complete photography course made specifically for the iPhone for only $399? With 28 video tutorials discussing every aspect of photography taught by a professional photographer, this is the perfect gift for anyone interested in iPhone photography. Visit www.cameracourseapp.com. Or you can find their link in the show notes. They are on the right side of the screen on any page of the Tiny Shutter website. Tiny Shutter is also brought to you by Image Blocks. Image Blocks are a really cool and gorgeous way to have your image printed, then mounted on a solid block of wood. It's ultra modern, ultra cool, it's printed on metal aluminum, and it's totally scratch resistant and waterproof. They guarantee the metal for years and years to come. Make those amazing portraits, family photos, or edgy images taken with the iPhone, or any camera for that matter. A contemporary alternative to photo frames, it's ready to hang or stand on your desk or mantle. You could find Image Blocks at imageblocks.com.au, or again, find them on our website. On the right side, just click on the Image Blocks.
Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman. Suck it, Android.
Hey, everybody, it's the Tiny Shutter Podcast. And one of these days, we will have Scott Fletcher, the amazing Scott Fletcher, do a new intro for us because we are now four people. I am Mark Sadowski. Joining me this week, we have Matt Hoffman. How's it going, Matt?
I am good. I am also accompanied by my cat, Gus.
Hey, Gus, how's it going? Gus, come meow. On. Yeah, there we go. And we have Joe Ferreira on the phone. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Awesome. On the phone. Jesus. we're going downhill from there. So you guys have a good week?
So far it's okay, I guess. I don't know. Lots of snow.
Oh my god. I am so ready for spring, which is supposed to be now, isn't it?
It is, yeah, yes.
Today's first day of spring. I was gonna say, yeah, I was all ready for spring. It was spring during the winter time, now it's feeling like winter again.
Nature. Oh, global warming.
Yeah. Dang you, Al Gore!
We need the Republicans to save us.
Hey, don't go that far.
We've just alienated some of our listeners. We're going to get one-star reviews from angry Republicans or angry Democrats who thought we were serious. So, one or the other. Anyway, this is the show where we talk about all sorts of things that are iPhone-related. iPhone all the time, 24/7. And this week we have it's kind of a slow week, but we have some interesting stuff. The first one that we'll buzz through real quick is Hipstamatic had its latest update. And for those of you who love collecting their array of filters and other sorts of stuff, they released a new one called Abby. And, you guys haven't had a chance to, look at this, right?
I have not.
That's okay. I downloaded it last night. Actually, the whole pack is called Silver Lake, and what it comes with is an Abby lens and a Dixie film. And basically, the film pack is it's an interesting border, kind of like a very mellow, low-key filter that just gives your photo a nice square look. And the Abby lens, the best I could say is that it looks like something straight out of 1970. It has that kind of like bleached sepia look to it.
Let me ask you something, Mark.
Yes.
Because I was searching and couldn't find it. Is it the Mabel lens?
Oh, it's literally called the Abby lens.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they put on here the new Silver Lake Hipster Pack with the luscious Mabel lens and the Dixie film.
Mabel? Mine says Abby.
That's funny. No wonder weird. I couldn't find it.
Well, they could fix that in an update because...
That's right.
Because my phone right now, whenever I use the lens or do anything with a shutter or anything remotely weird, it starts affecting the volume. So,
I'm looking at this right now.
Yep.
And if you look at the hipsta pack, like where it looks like things in boxes, like
yeah,
the films in the box and the lenses in the box for the lens says Abbey, but the lens is called the Mabel lens.
Really?
Correct.
That's interesting because I'm looking at the lens right now and it says Abbey.
Well, you're wrong.
Or is Hipstamatic wrong?
Yes.
Think about that.
I think Hipstamatic's confused.
Just a little bit.
You know, I thought I was a bad speller.
That's putting it mildly.
Well, in their sample pictures, they...
Yeah.
It's Mabel plus Dixie film.
Weird.
So, I don't know. Maybe, you know what, Mark? I bet you got, like an error, and you should hang on to that. Someday it'll be worth money.
Yes. Yes. Basically, the box, just so we're seeing the same thing, it's a chick with a mustache, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yep. That's the one.
Is the box red?
Yep.
Yeah, that's orange, the one.
Red, yeah.
Weird. I'll even do a screenshot if anybody cares.
I don't think
anybody cares. Dude, yeah, do it. We'll put it up on the Tiny Shutter website.
You know what? I'll do that. Let me bring that back up. Riveting radio here. Screen capped. Mazel tov. Anyway, the next bit of information that we have. This one, I can't wait to get your take on this, Joe, because Petapixel has put up an article that says that professional-looking portraits can now be taken with an iPhone and a $10 lamp. That is the headline that they have. And basically, French photographer Philippe Everjon is known to... he's apparently a world-famous photographer, and he has a video out as well as a few photos posted of a portrait session that he did. And the challenge was to spend only 10 euros, not dollars, I got to add. So that's 10 euros is equivalent to what, $800 US?
I think more like 15.
Oh, all right. I was off by a little bit. but basically, he does a portrait session using the iPhone. And what is he using? Is he using the 4S, the 4 or the 4S?
I think it might be a 5.
The 5?
Yeah, see here. It's right here. Read more. It's a nice photo that he took.
It's a very nice photo. But, all right, let's just cut to the chase. I want you to school this guy. You know what? It's a white phone, so it's got to be either a 4S or a 5. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
I don't know if the 4s had white.
I have a 4 that's white.
They did have white.
Oh, yeah. Eventually, they had the white. That came later in the model.
Yeah. That was a whole fiasco.
Right.
Well, it shows the guy going through, and he goes to a light shop, and you know, he's like looking through, trying to find, oh, look, it's 7.88 euros. And it's like, all right.
I must find the perfect light.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like the what's it called? Pixar lamp.
Yeah.
And so he goes and he gets this lamp. He's got it right next to the camera so that it's sort of slightly off, you know, off of it. But he takes his photo and then I think he edits it. And
I think he's using Photoshop Touch.
Yes. And it's a great photo, you know, with the guy not looking directly in, but you know, he did a good job for a professional photographer.
Yeah.
But you know, it's funny because I was sitting back and like, yeah, you're about a couple years late, to put it mildly. Not that he's ever going to listen to the show, but, you know, I was like, I was doing this with my 3GS, you know, and I was thinking, man, it would have been an even more awesome video if he actually used a gray card and got a balance of the light.
Yeah, that's the first thing I was thinking of. Like, your famous shot, or at least I like to consider it famous, because it was an epic shot, is your jewelry photos that you did. Using the 3GS.
Yeah.
And that was a money shot.
Yeah, I was, you know, playing around with my wife's jewelry, and I was actually helping my sister-in-law because she makes jewelry, and so I showed her how to use her phone to take awesome photos for her Etsy account.
Yeah,
because you know half the people don't know what they're doing, and they'll take a picture and it looks like garbage.
Yeah.
So she was taking quality images of her jewelry, and you know, just with her little 3GS, and then she got a 4S, and you know, it looks even better. But you know, I sat there and I was playing around. And I was like, you know what? What happens if I take a gray card? And this was right when they started to let you set the exposure. And yeah. I think Camera Awesome came out, and you can do it separately from the Focus. And then Camera Plus picked it up also. And so all these great apps started coming out, and it was like, dude, you can do a whole lot with great exposure and, you know, and a gray card.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was watching this video. It's like, man, he doesn't have a gray card. You know, I'm thinking he's a professional photographer. I'm not, you know, I'm an amateur. What do I know? You know,
well, you schooled him, rightfully so. I am embarrassed. I must take 6 weeks of vacation.
Yeah. In Hawaii.
In Hawaii. Very good. But anyway, yeah, it's worth checking out. You can find this all on either our show notes, or you can even go to our Tiny Shutter Facebook page and check it out. We have it posted there too. I mean, as much as Joe schooled this guy, and I'm not being sarcastic, Joe clearly schooled this guy, it's still interesting. So that means we just have to do a video with you, Joe, and
sure.
that will thoroughly humiliate him, and then you'll take home the gold.
That's right. Problem is, nobody will ever see it.
We'll fix that. All of our tens and twenties of listeners will support you. We have no influence, anyway. Moving on. Matt, did you have a take on that, or any opinion?
Eh, not really. I don't really do portraits, so I didn't really care about it. However, it is worth visiting the link and checking it out, because it's worth reading the comments for a lot of entertainment.
That's well said, actually. I saw a bunch in. It's colorful, to say the least. I got to say this, though. When his final shot that he did prior to editing the photos, I got to say, was kind of – I mean, we're seeing it on video, so there could be some quality that's lost. But I wasn't very impressed until he did the Photoshop edits. So, right. Like, what kind of edits did you do on your photos? From the moment you took the photo to finished product?
Well, I don't think I did a whole lot to my photos, because when you use a gray card and you get the correct exposure, you don't have to do a whole lot of things to it. The last image that I did was, if you recall, on my Instagram account, the typewriter with the book and the lamp, along with the film camera.
Yeah.
And I set the exposure, I took the image, but then when I went into it, I looked and I can see a lot of stuff in the background that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into Snapseed and used the select adjust, and I selected the areas that I wanted to darken so I could get rid of the detail. So not a whole lot that I did with that image, other than removing the detail I didn't want in the background.
Because so essentially your photo came out too good and you had to do that. I pretty much knew the answer. I just wanted you to humiliate him a little bit more. So,
but
well done.
Yeah. And it looks like he used you know, some sort of a filter on that image too.
I am impressed with his edit. That I got to say. I have to play with the Photoshop app a little bit more. I just actually bought the iPhone version.
So. Yeah, I like the edit. I think the edit's great.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell that there, he put a little bit more time into it and than just a straight snapshot.
Yeah. Right?
And then the other thing about it that I like, you know, scrolling through the comments, there's a lot of people complaining about the overuse of gray. You know, there's a what I'm sure was a black background, but in this case, it's a dark gray. And then the guy's wearing like a dark gray sweater sort of thing. But I think it works because
it does.
When you look at the picture, where does your eye go? It goes right to his face. And if you're looking at a portrait, where should your eye go? It should go to the person's face. So I don't see the problem there.
Yeah. And you know, most people, if you're new to photography, you'll find that most photographers or people that are wannabe photographers are very critical of others' work, mostly because they're jealous and they don't know what they're talking about. But yeah, this image is great because number one, he used a model. You know, this this guy, you know, knows how to pose. He obviously had a makeup artist or hairstylist or and some sort of a wardrobe person. You know, he did not go, hey, you want to have your picture taken and just set somebody up.
Set a French guy.
Yeah. No, he treated this as a professional shoot.
Yeah.
Because he is a professional photographer. But you're absolutely right about the composition and the coloring and the lighting because it, you know, what, you know, even to the minute detail is the reflection of the light and where's that? It's right on his eyeball. So I automatically go straight for the eye.
Yeah.
That is the focus of the image. And then you start to work your way out and you notice the small details here and there.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm being tongue in cheek with this guy's work. I mean, it's clearly very good. The other reason why I like it in a gray format rather than like total black. If it was black, he'd just be nothing but a floating head. And all you would see is his face and his hair would be blended out. Everything would be blended out. And with this, you're getting the right amount of detail to everything else. So your eyes are directed to his face, but you're also, when you have that first glance and then you kind of take in the whole photo, it doesn't look weird.
It sets the mood.
It looks very powerful. Yeah, it does. It sets the mood and it's very powerful, very elegant.
Can I just say one more thing about this?
Yes.
I don't want to beat it to death, but I know we're making fun a little bit, like, oh wow, you did this with a phone and a cheap lamp. Welcome to the club. You're like 5 years late. But that being said, I don't think that this guy was kind of like, holy crap. I just figured out that you could do this. Yeah. I think there's
– although it wouldn't be funny if you did.
Well,
look what I did.
But I think there's still a lot of people out there that are hung up on gear, you know, and his video was just making a point.
Yeah. The problem is that
– you probably have a cheap lamp on your desk. You can use these things to make a good quality picture.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to have a Canon 1DX or a Nikon D4 or something like that. You could, you know, use what you got. And if you know what you're doing, you could create something pretty awesome.
Exactly. Yes. And the problem is, though, I mean, what you say is extremely valid, but you already know this, so you can appreciate this. If his target audience is the people who don't know, they're either A, not going to see this, or B, they're one of the snarky people in the comments. So it's going to continuously go over their heads. And sadly, the cycle of
again. In my little fairy tale world, I like to think that, you know, something like this is enlightening to people, opens their eyes and makes them go, oh, holy crap, I didn't think of that. I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
You know, speaking, obviously.
Great segue. Speaking of holy crap, look what I could do. We have the mother of all feet shot.
Oh, yes.
We have, again, this is from Petapixel, but if you follow this guy on Instagram, you will see, we will have it in the show notes, and it is a photograph of the highest point in the world, basically. World. Well, on a man-made structure, that is. Joe McNally, he photographed from, what is it, I can't pronounce it. It's the tallest building in the world. It's in Dubai.
Yeah, it looks like Burj Khalifa.
Khalifa, yeah, it's a new tower that's in Dubai, and he is literally standing at the very edge, outside, on top, overlooking Dubai. And if you look real close, you'll actually see his feet there. If you're not freaking out over the heights,
you know. And I'm looking at this going, I really hope that he did tie himself off to the building, you know.
Yeah,
because you know that would be one heck of a, you know, drop.
Not so much the drop itself. I mean, clearly the drop will kill you, but
it's that sudden stop at the end that kills you,
right? But the fall itself would be like a 20-minute ride down. So you'll have time to check your email, tell everybody that you're about to die, and then watch House of Cards.
You have time to write your will. on the way down.
You know, building's over half a mile tall.
It's crazy.
It's 2,690.3 feet.
But it's such a cool – I mean, this cliche foot shot just schools everybody.
Yes.
It just schools – this is it. Hand this guy a pair of balls. He wins.
Yeah. Believe me, I'm not doing this. I'm not scared of heights, but that's insane.
Yeah.
I am now trying to figure out how to top it.
Oh, what's his name from the balloon?
Oh, well, but he didn't have oh, God, I can't remember his name now.
Oh, the Red Bull thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought about that, but then I thought, where's the nearest active volcano?
Interesting. Geez. You'll have to do an HDR.
Or same shot, that same building, same picture as this. However, that pool at the bottom is filled with killer whales.
I don't even think you can see the killer whales from that high.
You might.
That's possible.
Well, I pick killer whales because they're kind of big. My first thought was piranhas, but then I thought you wouldn't see them, so...
All right, so killer whales. Wouldn't it actually be funny if Felix Baumgartner, that's the guy's name.
That's right.
Before he jumps, he whips out his iPhone and takes a snapshot of his feet overlooking the curvature of the earth.
I don't think he needed an iPhone for that. They already had enough cameras up there.
You know what would be funny? And I'm going to send this guy a tweet, maybe if he's listening. But you know the dude that's the International Space Station, Space Station,
the Canadian
guy. Have him whip out his iPhone and somehow prop himself against the glass so that, or when he's doing a moonwalk or something like that, to get his feet shot overlooking the Earth.
Beat that, McNally.
The problem is I'm only able to do this in 140 characters or less, so I don't know if I can relay this message to him.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Do it.
I'm going to do it. He hasn't answered my last email, so but yeah, I doubt he'll
do you and one. The umpteen millions.
Yeah.
That's strange. I doubt he's busy on the International Space Station. Exactly.
He's just squirting ice cream into his mouth and just chilling. That's all they're doing.
They're still studying that.
Do it again.
It's just nothing but a party up there. We all know.
They're checking to see if all the flavors squirt the same.
So far, inconclusive.
That's right. Hey, boss, I need to go back up into space and try it again.
All right.
With cookie dough.
Cookie dough. Another $1 billion well spent. That's how much the ice cream went for.
Hey, remember we were talking about iPhone photography?
No.
Oh, me.
So what happens when Keith's not here?
Yeah. But anyway, that's a really cool photo. And you know what? I'd be more worried. Here's what I would be thinking. If I was high enough to do this, I'd have to be on some really strong stuff. But yes. Once I got into position, I think my biggest fear would be dropping my phone before me falling.
You start falling because you went to grab it.
I have this immense fear of dropping my phone from high places. Maude Byrne, he's our co-host on the Lens Wipe. We were doing some photography on the building of in Boston. We were in an office building and we managed to get to the roof and took pictures of the Boston Common. Cool stuff. He had his DSLR and this is when I was testing out the Olo clip when it first came out. So I was having a good time with that. And getting to the edge of the building, I was freaked out. I did not trust myself to lean over and get the shot. Not without tethering the phone to me somehow, which at the time I couldn't. Had I had the Gizmon iPhone case, which has the stuff to tether, I would have been in a different spot, but sadly I did not have that back then. But anyway, it's a huge fear of mine. I don't know if you guys have the same thing.
Yeah, I think I don't know if it's so much a fear as much as I'm cheap and I don't want to have to buy a new one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's definitely part of it. I may have got it for $200, but that will cost me like $600 after.
Exactly.
It's going to – I'll talk about it as my focus point later, but you guys should get the iPhone self.
The what?
iPhone what?
Oh, hold on. We're losing you there. All right, try it again. The iPhone what?
Self-deploying parachute.
All right, yeah, save that. We'll talk about that. All right, so moving on. I think we can go into – I mean, you guys don't have anything else to add to the news, do you?
Nope. That's cool. It.
All right. Let us go into our post pick of the week. And this week, I am happy to say it is my turn.
Finally.
I know, right? Okay. So I thought this was going to be a hard thing to pick out. I really thought – you know, we have over 6,000 photos, which is – awesome in the Tiny Shutter feed. And if you want to share your photos in our Tiny Shutter community, just do hashtag Tiny Shutter and your photo will automatically be entered to win Post Pick of the Week and it'll also be shared in the community. This will also be the shortest Post Pick of the Week because no other words are necessary. This is by username JPeruta, JPERUTA. It is an Airstream that is converted to look like a hot dog and a hot dog bun. Top dog.
His first name is Jim.
Jim, okay.
Yep.
Well, I mean, his username, that was.
Yeah.
This is the most epic picture
Mark,
I've seen. Yes.
I know you don't want to string this out, but you know what else I like about this picture?
What's that?
It's an Airstream. It looks like a hot dog.
I know, right? I might have missed that point, but it is awesome. It is awesome. Enough said. All right, let's go to our picks of the week. Keith is going to be. No one's here to argue. why don't you go first, Matt?
All righty. So for like the longest time, I've been in this major app drought. I could not really seem to find anything at all that was new and exciting and interesting to me at all. So what I've kind of taken to doing is mostly going through our Tiny Shutter hashtag on Instagram and looking at photos that I just think are really cool and hoping and praying that they've hashtagged the apps that they've used to create those photos. And luckily, some of my favorites, they've done that. So came across a few apps, and I'll probably take the next couple weeks or so to mention them all. But the one I want to mention today is a photo editing app called DecoSketch. And basically what this does is it adds geometric photo effects to your pictures. And it's kind of a tough app to explain, but basically there's a bunch of different brush types that add different geometric effects and patterns to your photos. And the best thing I could tell you to do would be to check out their website, decosketch.com, and look at like the images that were tagged with DecoSketch on Instagram. It'll give you a good idea of what this app can do.
Oh, wow.
It is really freaking neat. I've just never really seen, I mean, I've seen stuff like this before, but I haven't really ever known how people come up with this stuff and like how you do it. And this app, it's not real intuitive to use at first. I would recommend, if you are interested in it, to watch a couple tutorials. But once you get the hang of it, you'll literally spend all day playing.
No kidding.
Just going through your library and loading pictures into it and seeing what kind of crazy things you could do with it. It's just unlimited what you could do with it. And you don't even have to load a photo into it. You could actually start with a blank canvas and just kind of go nuts and make some really cool designs and
nice
patterns. And I'm actually thinking about using this to make a logo for a new website.
Sweet. So,
yeah, it's definitely cool. It's called DecoSketch. It's something completely different if you're looking for a new way to edit photos, which I'm always kind of looking for. I highly recommend you check this out.
Awesome. Very cool. $2.99.
It's I got my money's worth out of it already. I've been thoroughly entertained by it.
That's very cool. How about you, Joe?
I'm going to go with an app that, you know, some people may have or some people may not have, but Camera Awesome. I'm bringing it up. One of the things, what's that?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I know. One of the things that I wanted to do this year was to really do more video. And one thing that Camera Awesome does that some of the other apps like Pure and Camera Plus don't, both those ones don't do video, but Camera Awesome does video, but you can still set the exposure, the focus and the white balance. So that, you know, a lot of times when you see people taking video, you know, they go from a landscape up to the sky and all of a sudden it goes real dark and then comes back down to the landscape and goes bright again. Well, you can set the exposure, so that it stays consistent either way you pan the camera, especially if you're taking, you know, photos of your kids because they can't sit still and they run all over the place. And it adds a little bit more, you know, professional look to your videos.
Awesome. I haven't used Camera Awesome in some time. So I'll dig it up. I'll give it another try.
The only time I use it is when I do video.
Yeah. I have to do that. I very rarely do video. I've been using the native app for video, but I should give that a try. Definitely. I am going to forego my pick of the week because I do not have one. And because I'm still in the middle of testing out a bunch of apps. I'll save it for next week. But I will forego my pick just to kind of reiterate. At the top of the show, we had it, but we would like to thank our sponsors. They are very cool sponsors, and I'm glad that they are. I'm glad our fans are warming up to them because we got some an email. But let me go into the first one, which is CameraCourseApp.com. You could find them at cameracourseapp.com, or you can find them on our webpage. They are on every page on the sidebar. Basically, it comes down to this. We mentioned a while ago that Photo Jojo is having their courses for like $10 a session or something like that. But if you're in an area that is just inaccessible to actual photo teachers, I know some people are, they don't have access to learning the ins and outs of their iPhone camera, or you just don't feel like spending $10 a course for you know, some big conglomerate place. Well, these guys at Camera App Course, basically, it's a simple app, $3.99, and it will give you a tutorial on the ins and outs of your camera. Whether you're a beginner photographer or you're a seasoned photographer with the iPhone that wants to learn a little bit more, or maybe there's a chance you forgot some stuff, this is a great refresher course. They are an awesome app. I bought the app. I went through it, and I am loving this. It's as simple as reading some instructions on how to take better photos. Right now, I am on, for me, it's a refresher course, because this is something that I totally forgot when it comes to iPhone photography, is leading lines. And this is something I'm brushing up on, thanks to them. You could go through some simple explanations, or if you want more, you can watch their videos that they have on the app to give you further detail. And Joe, you've been using it too.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on that?
I bought the app, and I started on Saturday, mm-hmm. and went through both your camera and composition, and then Sunday went through scenarios and then editing apps, the four main bullets of the course, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
I really, you know, I knew a lot about my camera, and but, you know, there were some certain things like composition, and one of them was the course that I was really thrilled about was the color course, mm-hmm. color theory.
Yeah.
And so that's now in my pocket. I can pull that out and look and go, okay, if I want to do this, go ahead and, you know, put this shirt on to work with this, you know, background, and, you know, we'll have some pretty amazing photos to go, you know, something interesting and something to catch your eye.
Yeah.
So I'm very thrilled to be able to find this, because I didn't know about these guys until they sponsored the show. And I have to say, it's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, what I like about this app, this is what drew me to keeping this on my phone, is that it's very easy access. The layout is great. Sorry, guys. The layout is great. It's made for sitting down to actually study a course, watch the video, read, and you know, do some of the exercises that they have suggested. Or if you need it as a quick guide, you can quickly scan through it and find the thing that you need. And that's what I love about it.
And you don't need an internet access or anything. It's all there on your phone.
Yes.
I mean, it's 1.1 gig worth of app. So everything you need is on your phone, whether you have Wi-Fi or not.
Right. And especially somebody who takes the train like myself every day, where the Wi-Fi connection stinks and the 3G connection is even worse. Thank you, MBTA Boston. I was able to go through all this no problem, and it's awesome. And I love these guys, and I am glad that our Tiny Shutter listeners are liking them as well, because they told us that they had a positive review. They have their 5-star reviews coming out. It's just great, and I'm glad everybody is liking them. And if you haven't tried them out, go check them out. Visit them at cameracourseapp.com, or try them out from the website. There's a link on our site, so you can find them
in the show notes too.
Right. And we would also like to say a special thank you to our other sponsor. It is ImageBlox, and they are a really cool, gorgeous way to have your image printed, then mounted on a solid block of wood. The print quality is phenomenal. I cannot wait to get my my print done. They are going to send us a sample, and I just can't wait to get this. The quality is supposed to be great. I've been hearing great things about these guys. Shipment worldwide. It's not just a US only thing. They're basically shipping everywhere. The images are printed on metal, if I'm not mistaken.
They are. It's on aluminum.
Aluminum.
A high gloss aluminum.
Yeah. And that, I love the metallic shots. I've made a few prints of my own, basically. Landscape photos is what I use the metal finish on. But now I'm getting a nice family portrait. Shh, don't tell my wife. I am such a lazy asshole. We haven't gotten our prints, Christmas prints done. And so I've kind of lollygagged on that one, and she's been bugging me lately. And, so this is one, this is the photo that I've chosen to, get printed by these guys. So I can't wait to get this. And, it's going to be awesome. Again, the metal is totally scratch resistant, waterproof, the wood solid, hard, and massive. It's very cool. So it's guaranteed for years and years. Make those amazing portraits, family photos, or edgy images with the iPhone app or any camera app. Basically, if you're taking it on the iPhone, if you're taking it on your DSLR camera, boom, get these guys to print it and mount it. It'll be awesome. Again, you can find the link, ImageBlox. They are on our website, tinyshutter.com, and check them out. The great price, you can't be beat. These guys are great. Check them out. And when I get the print, I am going to report it straight away, and it's going to be cool. So give these guys a try. I'm sorry, yeah, I'm stuttering.
ImageBlox.com.au.
Yes, and I wanted to say, stress that they ship pretty quickly. The only reason why I haven't received my print is because I've been the one who's been slacking, not these guys. They print quickly, efficiently, and the shipping. They've been shipping out things pretty rapid. People have been getting them worldwide from New York, London, pretty quickly. So, give these guys a try, and, you will be happy you did. So thank you, sponsors. Thank you for helping the show. And, I think we can call it a day.
Don't forget the Tiny Shutter contest.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Oh, my God.
And we have the Instagram Tiny Shutter account.
Yes. Why don't you tell the world about that?
Okay. We have a new account on Instagram called Tiny Shutter Podcast. And so go on there. You will like us. You will get updates on when the show comes out. And we will feature that with the post pick of the week. So when each one is chosen, that image will have the Tiny Shutter podcast, written on it, and we will put that image on there for people to see and be able to find it easily on Instagram. And then the Tiny Shutter contest, we're giving away the Gizmon case and strap. Is that correct?
Correct. And it is made for the iPhone 5. I want to stress that.
And you can hashtag your photos Tiny Shutter contest. And when is that going to be chosen, Mark?
I think we'll give it a couple more weeks. I think we will wait till April, the first week of April, we'll pick a winner.
Very and awesome. Don't forget, when you take images with your iPhone or Android, you can go ahead and, tag your photos Tiny Shutter for post pick of the week, and we will go through and choose one photo for post pick of the week.
Very cool. And with that, why don't you tell the world, Joe, where they can find you on the web?
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferrer.
Very cool. How about you, Matt?
You could find me on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Very cool. And you could find me, Mark Stradowski, on Twitter. I am username mostly Marcus. And that's it for this week. So great. Yeah.
Ta-da!
It is so weird for me to end this show. I still haven't figured it out. So you know what? Let's just do this. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Let's do something a little bit more friendlier.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week. Suck it, Android!